Peace and blessings, y'all, and welcome to yet another episode of Keeping It Real. In this episode, we are talking about the most endangered species in America. So, yes, we are talking about the most endangered species in America. And did you know that the plural of species is species? That makes sense? The plural of species is species, like the plural of sheep is sheep. And so yes, we are talking about the most endangered species in America, and when we're talking about species, we're talking about the plural form, so don't forget that. And I really apologize because I know that the scripting department at Islamic Pulse Studios unfortunately just does not put enough time into these scripts, and they really try not to make things straightforward, and they make it as confusing as possible. Or perhaps they don't put enough time, or maybe they put too much time into the scripting. And we assure you that we are trying our best to make these episodes as short as possible, even though we have totally, you know, colossally failed in this endeavor up to this point on our Keeping It Real episodes. Oh, by the way, this is our last Keeping It Real episode before Muharram 1446, even though the last episode is going to be the Arba'een episode, but that was recorded before this was recorded. We'll explain in the description of the Arba'een episode later on. But despite our episodes being incredibly long, thanks to the research and analysis department, as well as the scripting department of Islamic Pulse Studios, inshallah, this script is going to be short, and the episode is going to be short because the scripting department promised us that they deleted a lot of the important stuff that was supposed to be in the episode. So let's go ahead and just start talking about what we're supposed to be talking about before we lose track of time. So we're talking about species. Now, please keep in mind that we're not talking about the literal species of the word species. Actually, we're not talking about the literal definition of the word species in its plural form.
Oh, geez.
Okay, I gotta... In this episode's Keeping It Real definition of species, we mean an overall general non-traditional definition of species which can and probably will include concepts, ideas, categories, subgroups, and pretty much a whole bunch of other non-related stuff under the category of species.
This is a funny word, I'm sorry.
So some of these groups or categories or subgroups or concepts or ideas, they could be falling under the category of the human species. But when we call them species, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're not a part of the human species, because they are, but they're just like a subgroup category, if you know what I mean. And so therefore it means that they're a subgroup or a category or a concept or an idea. Or what we're trying to say in this Keeping It Real's episode's definition of species is that they're a species, but they're still part of the human species. So it's okay to trust me on this one. I know it doesn't make sense so far, except some very special people out there. Tawakkul ala Allah. And another thing to keep in mind as we are Keeping It Real, such a cool title, I wonder who came up with the title, Keeping It Real, is that these endangered species are endangered due to the past and or present, and or most probably future policies of the United States government of America, which has directly or indirectly led to these species becoming endangered over the past years and perhaps decades, maybe even centuries, and of course, perhaps most probably even into the future. Anyways, the most endangered species in America. Now, please don't jump forward to number one, because that just takes away all the fun, and you know, it's kind of like a puzzle. So you gotta, you know, make sure the puzzle comes together with everything together. So if you jump forward, it's not going to make any sense. So number 14. It's okay, we're going to go through them really fast, I promise. Red wolves, Canis rufus. Part of the dog family, smaller than gray wolves, but bigger than coyotes. Declared extinct in the wild in 1980, reintroduced to North Carolina in 1987. I don't understand how something that was extinct was reintroduced into the wild. All right. Number 13, the California condor, also known as Gymnogyps californianus, a carnivorous scavenger bird. Nobody laugh. Feeds on the carcasses of large mammals, which could include baby human beings like cattle and deer. It is the largest flying bird in North America, roughly only 93 mature individuals live in the wild and they get married for life. Interesting fact. Number 12, the ivory-billed woodpecker, also known scientifically as Campophilus principalis. Not to be confused with the peckerwood, which is, anyways. So Campophilus principalis, distinctive black and white coloring with yellow eyes, male ivory-billed woodpeckers have a red crescent that make them easily distinguishable from females. That comes in pretty handy at times. The largest woodpecker in the United States of America, unfortunately, may already be extinct. There has been no concrete evidence of its existence since 1987. Number 11, the American bison, aka the American buffalo, aka the buffalo, a species of bison native to North America, went from like 60 million in the late 18th century, then the species was culled down, that means slaughtered in non-keeping it real English, to just 541 animals by 1989. So it was 60 million in the late 18th century, went down to only 543. You know, that's like a lot of millions of bisons that are being killed. Apparently, the research and analysis department did the math wrong. They wrote 15,469,000. I think they meant 59,469,000 bison were killed. 59 million. That's. And so this killing of 59 million and, you know, some 100,000 bison was done as a part to subjugate the Native American native population of the United States of America as a part of governmental subjugation policy. Because the American bison was a major source of the Native Americans' traditional way of living. So killed American bison and you killed the Native Americans as well. Number 10, the California grizzly bear, Ursus arctus californicus, aka the California golden bear. If you've looked at the flag of, why are you so surprised? If you look at the flag of California, there's that, you know, golden bear. So that's the bear that's extinct. It is an extinct population of the brown bear, generally known as the grizzly bear, has gone extinct unless they reintroduce them like they did the red wolf. And number 9, the endangered flora of the United States of America. Of course, flora is a general terminology for all the plant life. So that's also an extinct species. There's really a long list of plants and animals and insects that have gone extinct in the United States of America, but of course, as usually, we're losing track of time. So in case you think that we're just making this stuff up on Keeping It Real, because I don't know why you would think that, but you know, give you the benefit of the doubt, you might think that we're just making this stuff up on Keeping It Real. Well, so in case you think that the United States of America's government has nothing to do with all of these animals and plants and these things going extinct, according to bornfree.usa, it's probably wrong. Yeah, bornfreeusa.org. What? Miss Devon Show, she writes, and we quote so that we don't get in trouble, many wildlife protection agencies in the United States began with the initial mission of killing all wild animals that threatened human safety, you know, such as the ivory-billed woodpecker. I added that. And threatened the agricultural endeavors of the common human being in the United States of America. It was not done to protect the wildlife native to these lands. In fact, the United States of America Fish and Wildlife Services, also known as USFWS, that's a federal government agency with a license to kill, bang, bang, does, still attributes the success of the North American model of wildlife conservation to hunting, trapping, and fishing. So did that make sense to you guys? So the reason is like, no, it didn't make sense. The reason that their conservation model for wildlife animals was successful is because they were hunting them, and they were killing them, and they were trapping them and fishing. So that's how you conservate animals, by killing them. Okay, so now we're going to move on from the endangered animal kingdom onto the endangered human kingdom. Please remember the subject, and that is America's most endangered species. We're talking about species in plural. Number 8, the Native Americans. because they were like in the countless millions, and they lived in the United States of America, and they were the Native Americans of the United States of America before it was the United States of America. And these people were like hunted down and murdered and, I don't know, slaughtered and beheaded in a whole bunch of messed up ways. Please refer to the Thanksgiving episode that we did to find out more information on the slaughter of the Native Americans by the non-Native Americans. And so now they only live in these small concentration slash, I mean, conservation camps, refugee camps, what is the word? Oh, reservation camps in these small sporadic places all across America. You know, they killed like millions, there were like none of them left. And yes, I mean, they pretty much barely survived if you call what happened to these, you know, honorable brothers and sisters in the past and currently surviving, because like nobody calls that stuff surviving. Reservation concentration camps. Endangered. Number 7, African Americans. As our guests look at each other, just listen to what I'm going to say. Yes, these honorable brothers and sisters were kidnapped. Yes, these honorable brothers and sisters were kidnapped. Man. Yes, these... All right, let's just read the script here. Yes, these honorable brothers and sisters were kidnapped from their home continent of Africa, and they were shipped over to the Americas, and they were enslaved and then renamed, and their religion was taken away from them, and they were whipped, and they were Jim Crow lawed left and right. They got killed if they got out of line, Southern style, political and social establishments segregated, systemic racism assized, and criminal discrimination allies, and a whole bunch of other messed up stuff. I'm surprised that they still survived, you know, despite all the stuff that was done to these honorable brothers and sisters all across America, Jim Crow lawed and etc. You know, I mean, totally endangered. Number 6, Muslim Americans. Hello, Muslim ban anyone? How could you not be an endangered species when they start to ban you from coming into the country? And of course, as many of you know, these Muslim brothers and sisters, they can't freely practice their religion in the United States of America, especially if their religion includes, you know, protesting and standing up for the rights of the Palestinian brothers and sisters and opposing oppression and tyranny. You know, and of course, we're talking about endangered species Muslims, you know, and, you know, the authorities come barging down the door, does open up, FBI,
open up!
If you post a picture of Haj Qasim or Sayyid Hassan or Sayyid Ali or, you know, Abu Mahdi on your Instagram, and of course how, you know, you can't be doing the whole Khums thing anymore. Yes, endangered species indeed, despite them being in extreme survival mode. Interestingly, yes, and we need to speed up as well. So inshallah, if my brain doesn't hang, number 5, minority rights such as Asians, Hispanics, and other majority minorities in the United States of America that are totally disenfranchised in the systemic racism, systemic discrimination system, for-profit incarceration system, for-profit health industry, and for-profit at the expense of the majority other stuff. As one of the brothers says, we could do a whole, you know, series of lectures on each one of these things. Minority rights, totally endangered. Number 4, the poor and the homeless. So yes, the poor and the homeless are endangered, but unlike our other species in the most endangered species in the United States of America, despite the poor and homeless being endangered because they die quicker than the rich and the homeful, and they die in larger numbers than the rich and the homeful, these poor and homeless species are actually increasing in number. I'm sorry, I don't have time to explain any further. I'm already running out of time as it is. And number 3, freedom of speech. Because apparently freedom of speech in the United States of America is the freedom to say what the authorities want you to say or allow you to say within their authoritarian framework, which at times includes both the pro side of the debate and the con side of the debate within the authoritarian framework. And so that's some serious psychological soft war stuff going on. Thank you, American taxpayers, for making the rest of the world a lot less safe. Freedom of speech, endangered species. And number 2 is my favorite one. It is that we're gonna have to skip because, sorry. And number two, this is my favorite one, and that is that we're gonna have to skip it. And number two, this is my favorite one because we're gonna have to skip number two. And actually, the research and analysis department didn't write number two as it was in order to make the episode short because somehow they could foretell that I was gonna talk too much. So, number one, no, we gotta do it in a more fun way than that. So, number one, the most endangered species in the United States of America is. Dun, dun, dun. Student protesters protesting in solidarity with Palestine. Scripting department is genius. Right? It's like we went from animals to like human beings to concepts, and then like out of the blue is just like, you know, where'd that southern pop come from? Student, anyways. Okay, yes, yes, yes. This is currently the most endangered species in the United States of America, the student protesters that are protesting in solidarity with Palestine. And so, as many of you have probably seen on the television or the internet, social media, you have seen how these peaceful protesters all across the United States of America and multiple different campuses of the US of A have come out in solidarity with the Palestinian people, because as they were watching the Palestinian people go through this live genocide on the television and the internet and the social media, their consciousness just awoke and they said, this cannot be, you know, this is not the right thing that's happening in the world or whatever. See, this is what happens when the brain doesn't go as fast as the tongue. So anyways, hopefully continuing our sentence from wherever we left off. So these protesters, they came out and they started protesting, you know, it was their God-given right to protest on these campuses and this, you know, free holy space to be able to say what you want to say. And they came out and they, you know, they protested for the Palestinian movement and the Palestinian cause and the Palestinian men, women, and children that are being killed left and right, day and night, day after day, night after night, month after month by the Zionist Israeli doggies and their doggy supporters and their doggy wannabes. You know, and so after they did this protesting, then all of a sudden the governmental authorities said, you know, we can't be having this kind of stuff going on. Y'all little kids need to be getting on your home, and you know, you can't be protesting for Palestine, those Palestinian peoples over there across the other place of the world. And so the whip of the boss man comes out and whoosh, get back in line, boys and girls, and get out of here. We are a pro-Zionist lobby establishment, and we, you know, we get a lot of money from the Zionist lobby, and they get their money's worth. So get out, stop protesting, you know, stop caring about these, you know, Palestinian men, women, and children dying left and right. It ain't none of our business. Matter of fact, it is our business, because we be the ones that are selling all the guns and the weapons and the ammunition to the Zionists. Yes, and so in continuation, the governmental authorities, you know, they say that we are a pro-genocide and a pro-endangering various other political and social establishments all across the world. And it is our job to create endangered species, whether you are an animal, a plant, an insect, or a human being, no matter. And clearly, this is what history has proved in the past, and history is proving in the present, and history will most probably prove in the future. What? That the United States of America endangers species. Whether they're human beings or animals or plants or concepts or ideas or species in general. Well, that's about it. I don't have anything else to say because that's where the script ends. But there is one paragraph I need to get out of this, like, you know, governmental authority accent. You know, somebody turned the switch back on. Well, on the bright side, the Islamic Republic of Iran's higher education institutions have put forth a very lucrative offer to all of you student protesters out there protesting in solidarity with Palestine. And that is that, hey, you know, come over to the Islamic Republic of Iran and, you know, you can have a free education in any one of our higher educational institutions. And you know what? You might even get a scholarship, halal food. I don't know, a whole bunch of other halal stuff. And best of all, you know, sure, everybody likes scholarships and, you know, free halal food and that kind of stuff, you know, kebabs and like chicken kebab and meat kebab and all this other kind of kebabs, you know. Even though we talabe, like, we rarely get to eat kebab, but still, you university students might get a better, you know, opportunity at that. Anyways, so you can have freedom of speech, you can have freedom of rights, you can have freedom of expression, all in the Islamic Republic. I mean, what more could you want? And, you know, and hey, you won't be an endangered species, by the way. So, I guess we're just keeping it real wherever you are. All right, so I don't know what we were doing, but anyways, The guy behind the camera is the cameraman / bodyguard. Oh, this is the Keeping It Real crew. That's what I was supposed to say. This is the Keeping It Real crew behind the scenes. These are the guys that make everything happen. So the guy behind the camera is the camera guy / bodyguard. We got this brother over here on the right. He is the technical advisor / technical director / technical, and that's the supervision guy who comes to tell us that you need to get out of the studio. And he's also bodyguard number two, alhamdulillah. And then we got the brother over there. There you go. He's the technical editor / technical staff / editorial board / censorship board management side appointed guy. And he's also the bodyguard number three. Our scripter couldn't come today, unfortunately. Our editor didn't come. Reviewer didn't come. Research and analysis guy didn't come. Please send blessings, y'all, and welcome to yet another episode of Keeping It Real.
Believe
we can do this. Most dangerous species. Okay. Sushis. Okay. All right. Okay. So yes, you're not in a good mood today, are you? What was I gonna say? Okay. Good sentence. Why do they make these scripts so complicated? Finally, I finally got this guy to laugh. Alhamdulillah. Making progress. Breaking barriers. Making people laugh.
Wherever you are.